So the parsha talks about coming. We're going to talk about a baby who came very early. There was a woman who was flying on a plane, and she prematurely, her water broke, and they had to make an emergency landing in the closest country. Finally, there was a medical team that met the baby and the mother, and thank God the baby was okay, and they made it to the hospital. What happened was it cost the airline company a lot of money to be able to pay for all this extra stop and everything. They wanted to know who has to pay for all these expenses. Is it the parents, the mother and the father of this baby who caused the whole airplane to stop in an emergency landing, or is it the airline? The airline, at the end of the day, they were the ones who are in charge and they have to pay for all the expenses. So Rav Zerbesen quotes the Rush. The Rush brings down a case in Sanhedrin, Perik Ches, Halacha Aleph. He says in 8:1 over here, that anyone who's saved from drowning, and a person puts out his own personal money to be able to help someone, the person who is saved has to pay back the person who he saved him from, as the Rush says. The hanitzo chayv lefro lematzil mashahotzi, right? Someone who saved someone, and now the person has to save. The person has to pay back whatever he used to be able to save him, right? Use his boat, whatever it is, you have to pay them back. So Rav Zerbesen says, at the end of the day, maybe the parents should have to pay, because the mother wouldn't be okay if it wasn't for the airline. However, Rav Zerbesen does say, parenthetically, has that maybe this would only be if the baby survived. If the baby didn't survive, maybe because they didn't benefit from the airline's efforts, maybe they wouldn't have to be able to pay. However, even if such a thing would happen, maybe there would still be an obligation, a reason to be able to obligate the parents. Quotes the tshuva of the Rush, not in the Rush on the Gemara, but in the tshuva of the Rush in Pehei Beis. Says there was once a case where a man's relatives tried a great deal to be able to save a person's life. You know, they called every doctor, they got into the greatest hospitals, but at the end of the day, their great uncle didn't make it. What happened is that they asked the Rush if they were entitled now to be repaid from their great uncle's estate. Were they able now to be able to, I don't know, great, it doesn't say great uncle in the Rush, it just says a relative. Are they obligated now to be able to get repaid from their great uncle's estate? Because at the end of the day, they still tried, and they tried their best. And at the end of the day, maybe they should have to be able to get repaid from his estate, because he's very wealthy. The Rush actually answers, there's no reason for them not to be repaid. They tried their best, they did everything they could to be able to intercede on his behalf. It's a known thing that a relative tries to help out and even use their expenses. At the end of the day, if they're involved in trying to save a life, maybe they should be able to get paid back. So at the end of the day, maybe we could say, says Zerbesen, if the parents have to pay, why? Because if they don't pay, maybe the airline next time there's a woman on the plane who's flying in her 9th month, they won't make the emergency landings, right? Maybe the parents have to pay, because now in the future, maybe the airlines will say, hey, well, look how much money we had to pay. I remember a year and a half ago when this happened? We're not going to make an emergency landing. It costs us a lot of money. Maybe the parents should have to pay. However, says Rav Zerbesen, since usually the insurance company usually pays for such events, and the airlines usually cover all these things, and obviously insurance, this and that, whatever it is, since the airlines usually really cover usually these cases, they should, and we want them to be able to continue to make such landings, and they usually do, and therefore it's not similar to the case of the Rush. The case of the Rush is what? Is when you use your expenses to be able to help out someone save their life when they're drowning. But here, it's not a similar case to the Rush. It's a totally different case. You want there are outside factors. The airlines, maybe in the future, they usually 99% of the time they always do stop. People know that if someone's sick, God forbid, on an airplane, a regular airline will stop somewhere. At the end of the day, Rav Zerbesen concludes the parents would not have to pay. But then he ends on Mitzarch. At the end of the day, we should be zocha that we have to be careful. Whenever we know that someone's in her 8th, 9th month, you know, I have to ask the doctors when it's good for when it's too late in the pregnancy where someone should fly. But then we have to be careful. We have to be careful to be able to make smart moves wherever we go. But I think the second message really from the tshuva is just a little note of Zerbesen said. He said the airline may not be willing in the future to make emergency landings in order to save lives. Meaning the airline knows they're dealing with a certain case. They might learn from a certain case before in the future, right? And as Jews, right? And everyone always says this before you go on a vacation or you tell your students wherever you go. You know, sometimes today someone's gonna meet a Jew for the first time, and they're gonna judge based on your behavior. But it's really true. When you go into an airport, when you go into amusement park, and a lot of people are gonna be going on vacation in January for January break, there are gonna be people who are gonna be meeting Jews for the first time. And we have to make sure to be able to make a Kiddush Hashem. And we have to know whenever you go on an airplane, just because I think that's what we're talking about here. Airplane or hotel. hotels or vacations, wherever we go, really to make a Kiddush Hashem, to be able to make sure that the airlines, and the next time, God forbid, there is an emergency case, they're going to say, hey, there's a Jew here, the Jews are good people, they're nice people, they're sensitive, caring people. We're going to want to go out our way for them. We should only be Kaddish Hashem's name throughout the world. Shkoich.